ധ്യായാമോദകളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So yesterday we finished the work, the short work of Shankara called Maya Panchakam. So today we'll see a summary of the work. So it is a very, like it's not a huge or a big work or large work, I think that's the right word. It is a small work, a simple work, but the concepts are kind of very deep. So we can contemplate quite a lot. So about Maya. So Maya is something like which is worth kind of trying to understand. Not from Maya perspective, but from the perspective of Brahman. From a reality standpoint, it is essential to understand Maya. So that is something like which we have to do. Which a sadhaka has to do compulsorily. So brief about Maya. So brief about Maya can be found in the uncomposed and the composed few songs in the site. So people who are interested, they can go through those songs in the form of songs or in the form like just simple Sanskrit poems. So there are many songs which are based on Maya, based on Jagat. So that like a person can go through that. So one in Bhageshwari Raga, Bhageshwari or Bhageshwari Raga. So we can go through that. But Maya, when we are trying to understand Maya, we should always remember one thing, that Maya doesn't exist at all. So Maya, the very definition, these are all Sanskrit definitions, but these are very simple ones. If we put a little effort into it, like we can very easily remember. We are not people like who have struggled 2 or 3 years or 4 years with supplementary papers in order to cross over from the stage, from the particular college level onto a job level. So I myself have had a few supplementary papers in college. So if I can understand, definitely you guys can very easily understand it. Something which is very easy to understand. It is something which is very simple to understand as well. So Maya, when we try to analyze Maya, we have to always remember Maya definition means Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. So Ya, Ma. Ya, Ma. Ma means that which is not there. So, ya, that which is not there, that is called sa. Sa, sa means like it's for female or feminine, pulling sa is used. That is Maya. So, what is Maya? Maya is that which doesn't exist. So, this much like we can very easily remember in our mind. So, why Maya cannot exist? So, Maya can definitely exist. Maya can exist. But Maya has to exist as Brahman. Maya can only exist as Brahman because, why it is that way? Because Brahman alone exists. Advaitam. Advaitam. Advitiya Satyam of Brahman alone can exist because the Shastras very clearly explain. Shastras over and over explain. Sadeva Saumedam Agreyasi Ekameva Advitiyam. Only Sat exists before creation. After creation also Sat exists. Why? Sarvam Brahmamayam. Dere Sarvam Brahmamayam. And like what about like the various other religions, various other concepts, philosophies and all? Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. It's one truth which is proclaimed variously by many people. Some people call it Ishvara, some people call it Brahman, some people call it Vishnu, some call it Shiva, some call it Allah, some call it Jesus. So it is termed variously. It is called by different names. So it is like the common example that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa uses, and Amma also uses this for water. So water, we call it water in English. We call it Pani. In some places, you may call Nal. I think that is the word, I guess. So Jalam and Neer. Neeru. So there are like different words that is used for the same thing. So a different way of expressing, different communication modes. So similarly, all these religions, all these concepts, philosophies are there. Oh, in that case, why don't I adopt a different religion? Why don't I follow Madhvacharya? Okay, that is there. Differences might creep in. Advaita Vedanta says that truth is just one and one alone. Other philosophies may not say that. So it is a kind of risky for a sadhaka to try to understand other philosophies and try to harmonize them. That is not our goal. So what this means is that like all philosophies talk about, all concepts talk about truth as one. So some say that truth is Advaitam, some say it is Dvaitam, some say Vishishtadvaitam, it doesn't matter. Truth is one alone. And we can use our intellect to assert that truth is one alone. How the Shastras say, not just Shastra, Yukti, if we try to analyze the world that we see, the world is an object. The object means like if we put the entire world as one, like it is an object. Object of what? Object of the subject. Subject of I. I experience the world. So I is the subject, world is the object. So Drik and Drishyam. I is the subject, the world is the object. So this itself means the world depends on me. The world depends on I. It's not the ego I, the world depends on the real I. When the real I, or when the ego I goes to sleep, the world vanishes. So, if the real I says, okay, ego I, now go and sleep. What will happen? The world will cease to exist. That is what we see in deep sleep state. So, that means that the world depends on the real I of self, which means that alone is real. Independent. That which is independent is real. That which is dependent, it is relative. So, as per Einstein's theory, relativity theory, Einstein calls it. That means time and space. People run. Today we see people running behind Einstein theories, the life of Einstein, life of many such scientists. So, but of course, like there are Stephen Hawking, there are many great scientists today who propagate a philosophy, like various kind of concepts which are very logical, and people run behind those concepts. But all these concepts have been explained in the Vedas very sufficiently. Vedas have all these concepts. Shankara says, Desha Kala Vishaya Ati Varti, Desham Kalam Vishayam. Those are the three ways in which like limitations are possible. So, when like all three are relative. So, when Desham, like when they, like time kind of gets compressed, then obviously space will also get compressed. When time gets compressed means like space and people also get compressed. People get compressed means people will, the longevity of people will reduce, number of people will reduce. When time expands, there will be more space, there will be more people. It's kind of very simple. It's so simple, yet if we give a discourse on relativity theory of Einstein, there will be hundreds of people flocking, and like people will not hesitate even to give a lot of money as well. And when it comes to Vedanta becomes just something that like only Amma or any such sannyasis are supposed to learn. For us, like it is just a way to sit in front of such a Mahatma, stare at the Mahatma for 1 hour or 2 hours, and then laugh at some jokes cracked by Amma or Amrita Swarupananda or any such speakers. So that is not the way. Vedas and the Vedanta like gives the ultimate truth. Whatever Einstein has said, that Vedas already give that. So Einstein, when in exile, he came to India, and when he read Shankara Adhyasa Bhashyam, he is said to have exclaimed that I have wasted, like I have kind of wasted and like 40 years, 4 decades I have wasted without knowing this. I have concentrated on in relativity theory because that is the same. So that is how like things are like today, that like old wine in a new bottle. Put it in a new bottle, put it a give it a new name, it becomes very popular. So the umbrella that we call today, the umbrella is like chata, we call it in Hindi. I think that's the right word. So that was there, chatram. In Sanskrit it's also called chatram. So chatram, like we see in Mahabali, wielding the chatram in the Puranas. So ancient times people used to just have like some leaves, and it used to hold properly, hold and protect the person properly even during windy periods as well as heavy rain as well. Today we get an umbrella like which can be put into the pocket. So, but what happens? We can put it into the pocket, but once we open it, then either the umbrella, like we have only two options, either the umbrella flies of its own, or we will fly with the umbrella due to the windy situation. So that is how today things are. So this doesn't mean like I'm against any of what science does. Science does a lot of things. Science can help us. Science is helping us. If we see, science is helping us learn Maya Panchakam through like communication means. These were not there in ancient times. So today we have a lot of ways we want to find out. Like if you forget, what does Shankara say? Like what is the shloka, third shloka of Maya Panchakam? We can immediately go to Google, search it, and immediately we'll find it. So the things like science has its positives, but science always stays at the external world level. The world is dependent on the independent entity of self. So it itself means that the self is the substratum, is the basis for the world. The world is just an illusion in the self of Brahman. Even as like variables, we talk about variables, like nobody, everybody would have heard about variables in mathematics class during their school periods or school classes. So variable, we call it X, Y, Z. Like X, Y, Z. Here, if we are in America, you have to call it Z. If you call it Z, like people will start staring. So anyway, X, Y. So when we call it as X, there is nothing called X there. X is like a variable. What does that mean? That means at any point of time, X is a particular constant. X is equal to 5, X is equal to 3, X is equal to 10, X is equal to 20. So that means that variable doesn't have any existence except the particular name of X, and like maybe there is no form there, but the value we can say. At any point of time when we look at X, X is a X has a value. X has a X is a constant. That is what like the dependent like entities and independent entities. So when we try to analyze the dependent entity of X, the variable is dependent on the constant. So the variable is just an illusion in the constant. The variable is the constant at any point of time. Similarly, with respect to this world, like when we look at this world, the world is also an illusion of names and forms in the ultimate reality of Brahman. So yata saumya ekena mrutpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam mrutyugetyeva satyam. So even as, my dear son, like various names and forms of like mud are different from one another. And if we are able to understand, if we are able to analyze one name and form, or like the essence, at least if we are able to analyze one name and form and get to the essence of mud and analyze the mud, when we do that, once we are able to understand what mud is, then we will come to know all the objects that are there of mud, all the objects that will be created out of mud as well in the future. So that is why spiritual masters like jnanis are able to always remember that this is like Brahman alone is real. So they are able to keep that in mind very easily. So they are able to contemplate like at all times like everything is Brahman. So So they don't like, they don't worry about like something new getting created. So they don't like, they don't get afraid of the winter storm that is happening. They are not afraid of like the earthquake in Haiti. They are not afraid of like new technologies being created today. Like we have to become, we are afraid. Today the people of today are afraid of like new technologies getting created because no job, job will be lost, this will happen, that will happen. So people are afraid of a lot of things today. But these jnanis, these mahatmas are not afraid of anything at all. Because like they are not afraid of anything because they know the essence of Brahman. Whatever is there today, like whatever will be there tomorrow, whatever was there yesterday, all are Brahman and Brahman alone. So this is something that the knowledge about what is the world, what is Maya. So what is Maya? Going back to the very basic, what is Maya? Maya is Brahman. So we should never Maya as such is an illusion, but Maya is what really Maya is. Brahman, which means Brahman alone exists. So that is something like which we have to keep in mind at all times. Like it's something like which is worth remembering at all times, irrespective of whatever we are doing, whatever we are, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, whatever we are kind of understanding, all those. Like we have to remember that Maya is Brahman, or that Brahman alone exists. So if we don't remember this too, so this is a like very simple truth. This is like something which is very simple. This is something like which is just kind of very, very simple to keep in mind, because this doesn't mean like we are going to get rid of the world or get rid of activities of the world. We are going to live life like we are living today. We'll be living life like we are doing today. We will not be behaving differently towards the world. We will not all of a sudden like take sannyasam and run away into a cave. We won't do all those. We will be like acting in the world, but with the knowledge that Brahman alone exists. So Brahman alone exists. So this is something which we have to keep in mind. So then what does Maya do? So like Maya kind of creates an illusion that duality or there are differences. So Maya, like what does Maya do is, like Maya creates an illusion that differences are there. Duality or Bhedam. As if Bhedam is there, that is what Maya does. So Maya like is responsible for duality that we see, that we are experiencing today. So our experience spectrum is duality. Any time we ask like anyone, what are you experiencing? The answer would be duality, because the world is filled with duality. The world is a mixture, like world is a get together or putting together of different objects, different people, different of different kinds, different races. Like we can find a lot of specimen in the world. So the world is duality, and this duality, the essence of this duality being Brahman, is being veiled by Maya. So when that happens, we think duality, this the duality, the differences are real. So again, it's not perspective, or like the perspective vision of the world changes. We don't stop seeing the world because we know that the world is Brahman. We don't stop seeing the world because like we know that it is Brahman, but our perspective vision is like currently in Ajnanam, when we are under Maya, under the influence of Maya, then we think the differences, the apparent differences, differences which seem to be there is an illusion, is not real. So that is something that we have to keep in mind. So again, going back, Oh, like duality, when duality gets created, so we can ask a like very very serious question or raise a serious objection that what does it matter if we see duality or if we consider duality as real, what does it matter? So this is where we have to remember that when we consider duality as real, then automatically we enter into likes and dislikes. We either like something or we hate something, and when this happens, like we get into kama, krodham or ragadvesham. So when that happens, like we will end up in sorrow, as we have seen. Like if we are attached, like if we are so attached to a person, let's say like we are attached to our parents. If we are attached to our parents, we are so attached to our parents, then when the time comes for our parents to leave this world, obviously they will leave this world because it is just a name and form. So even as in a movie, when the movie ends, the characters have to split, the characters have to die. So that is inevitable. But in this case also, like it will happen, but what happens is we are not yet ready because we are so attached to it. So such an attachment, when our parents vanish from earth, we will become very sad. Like a sorrow will be the effect of seeing our parents as different from the other objects of the world. So on the other hand, if we are able to see everything in the world as our parents, so when we see everything in the world as our parents, then there is no sorrow, there cannot be any sorrow. Why? Because one parents go, the other parents are there. And who are those parents? Those parents are my own self. They are like one entity, one pulsating entity. So if one goes, it doesn't matter because I am there. The pulsation inside me is the pulsation in my parents. So if that particular body vanishes, that's fine. Like still the pulsation is there in another form. So energy, like we, of course, it might seem to be very simple to think, very simple to even apprehend. But when it comes to implementation, that is where it becomes very tough. We have to go through it over and over again. We have to analyze over and over again. We have to repeat in the mind, use logic as much logic as possible. Convince the intellect over and over again. If this has to become, like if we have to become very clear about it. Else, like when the real test comes, when we have to implement it, like all this knowledge will vanish. So we'll be able to say everything is Brahman when people in Haiti are suffering. But when that suffering happens to us, we'll not be able to say everything is Brahman. We will suffer like anything. We'll not just suffer like anything, we will start cribbing. We will create problems not just for ourselves, for people around us, for everyone. We'll create a ripple of sorrow around us. If that shouldn't happen, like we have to analyze over and over again so that like we become convinced. So convinced that like that conviction cannot be changed. That conviction doesn't vanish at all. So anyway, like it is one pulsation that happens in our parents and in us. So we should keep that in mind. We should keep in mind that like when we talk about parents, there have been many, many parents for us. This is just one name and form. Like we have had many, many births. We think about this birth. How many births have we had? We have had many births. So like birth, like we have punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So how many births have we had? So if we start crying for like one parent, like what will happen with other things? We'll have to cry about like other parents, like how many parents, like we'll start crying. It will like end nowhere. We'll not be able to stop crying at all. So we have like once a person goes in and sits in front of Ramana Maharshi and he starts crying. So he starts crying and saying that, okay, my son passed away. So when that happened, Ramana Maharshi remains very silent. Ramana Maharshi is always like very silent. So silent means like silence. Many people think like doing a lot of activities, going around, running and doing seva for Amma is something great. I'm sorry. That is also great. That is really great. But remaining silent is also very great. And without doing any action, remaining unaffected and blissful is something which is impossible unless we have proper knowledge. So Ramana Maharshi used to remain very silent. So he remained silent, and after some time, he said to a person sitting near to him, "Yesterday when I slept, I dreamt that I had a marriage, I had a son, and like after some time there was a flood, the son passed away, and like then after some time I woke up." So like that's it. There is nothing else said by Ramana Maharshi there. He doesn't say anything else. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is like, should I start crying about the son that I lost in dream? So that is what is happening. When we cry for like worldly objects or worldly people, when we cry like that person is dying, this person is dying, or that person died, that object like lost, I lost money. And we talk about money, fame, job, like profession, all those fields. Like when we talk about losing or missing things, or when we don't have certain things and all, then like it is like a dream. This entire world is a dream world. So it is Maya. Maya can be considered as the publicist of this world. So Maya is the publicist of this world. Maya makes it appear as if this world is very real. So even if something is kind of very, very bad or very miserable, sorrowful to experience, if given a proper tint, I think tint is the right word, if given a proper coating or proper publicizing, then even like people will get attracted to it. So many people run behind ice cream. Of course, we know like there are very few people who hate ice cream. Most of us, of course, we are in our, like we are young only, so we would like ice creams. So we all like ice creams. So the ice cream that we get in the cone ice cream, that is a very common ice cream. So the cone ice cream, like people like a lot. But today, modern people, like the cone ice cream may be like 5 rupees or 10 rupees. Maybe we go into a ice cream parlor, like when we go in and then we order something, they will bring it in a cup, as if like it is like wine. So they will bring it in a cup, and there will be like ice cream, like one cherry or something like that, and like it will be kept in different forms. Multiple ice creams, like vanilla, mango, orange, I don't know, orange ice creams are there. So all those, like whatever, strawberry, all those flavors will be mixed a little bit here and there. So it is the same thing that we get in a cone. In a cone, like it is one variety, here it is multiple variety. We eat it very well. Like we will be ready to even pay 50 rupees or 100 rupees for that. The one cone ice cream causes only one problem. The five flavored ice cream causes five problems. Obviously, we know. It's almost all the time we eat such ice creams, we'll come home. Either we'll have stomach trouble, or we'll have headache, or we'll catch a cold. So though we know that it is kind of painful, it will cause some or the other problem, or at least we know that it may cause some problem, still we are ready to eat it. Why? Because like it is given in such a fashionable way. So the same, like whenever in Chennai, whenever we used to go out, like we used to eat in the railway canteen. So the railway canteen, the local railway canteen, you can stand there, and then like you have to stand there and eat. The person will then itself make a dosha, and then like you can eat the dosha for 5 rupees or 6 rupees. So when you go to like Sharavana Bhavan, like you sit there, the same dosha, a smaller one or a little bigger one, it will come for 100 rupees. People are ready. And when we try to compare, people will say, oh, there is no cleanliness there. So as if cleanliness is there everywhere. Who knows like what is happening inside? Nobody knows. It's the same thing. So like when things are served very properly, or things are coated properly, admit that is what is called as publicizing. So publicity, when there is more publicity, things will have more value than normal. So the same dhyanam, like one dhyanam is very simple. Dhyana means sitting in a place, sitting in a proper position, posture, Padmasanam or Sukhasanam, whatever be the asana, and then closing our eyes, trying to focus, trying to gain concentration, pulling the mind away from external objects and focusing on one entity, whether it is a form, whether it is our own self, whether it is Brahman, whether it is Shastra, whether it is breath, it doesn't matter. One pointedness, Tatra Pratyaya Ekatanata Dhyanam. So, being focused on one, our cognition becomes focused on one. So, cognition means like through the various sense organs, like light comes out of the body. Nana Chidra Gadodarastita Mahadipa Prabha Bhaswaram. Shankara compares these cognitions. These cognitions are like a pot, like we have a lamp, a deepam inside a pot. So, when we have like a lamp lit inside the pot has many holes. So, through that hole, through those holes, light comes out. So, that is cognition. So, many ways we get cognition, like through the eyes, through ears, through touch. So, like pulling all those inside and like focusing at the mind level, cognition, our cognition just becomes one. Like restraining all these external organs so that they don't go out, pulling them inside and using the mind to focus them on some mental entity, mental image or object. That is dhyana. So how many different types of dhyanam today we have? If we start listing down like the number of dhyanams that are available today, the list will be very huge. There are so many, including Amrita Integrated Meditation, Maharshi Mahesh Yogi's Levitation Meditation, or Transcendental Meditation, then Sudarshan Kriya of Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. There are many, many more. Paramahamsa Yogananda's Meditation. So there are many meditation techniques like Shivananda meditation, and like even though Shivananda didn't preach, like I've heard from a friend, like Shivananda's followers say, oh, he preached this meditation, and they will preach it. There are people like that. That means today, like all, there are many meditation techniques created. It's just given a publicity, it is just given a name, and then as if like blessed by some Mahatma, or they say like blessed by Mahatma, that's enough. When it is blessed by a Mahatma, then the value goes high. So the same dress, the same gown that like we wear, like, and this, that same gown, if it is worn by Angelina Jolie or Shah Rukh Khan, then the price becomes like 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakh. It goes very high. So publicity, okay, why all these talk? Publicity, Maya is like the greatest publicist. The publicity of Maya is that though even people like who have learned the Shastras, who know that Maya is an illusion, the publicity is so strong. It is so strong that like we cannot get away from it. So for majority of people, they don't even know that this publicity is just kind of false publicity. We're talking about publicity, Amma gives a beautiful story about hell and heaven. You don't start with is there any hell and heaven? Of course, hell and heaven are there. Even today, here it's there. Whenever we experience happiness, it is heaven. Whenever we experience sorrow, that is hell. Vedanta speaks about a state beyond swargam and naragam. So anyway, so a person, like when a person was about to die, he had two options. Like he had done a lot of good deeds. Maybe he had learned Maya Panchakam, so he was given a special coupon. So today coupons, I think that's how they pronounce it. So coupons are like kind of very common today. So he got like one so that he can decide where to go. So then like he thought, like, okay, let me take a short tour and figure out which is better. So like he went. So first he went to heaven. So when he went to heaven, like he saw that people were all working hard, and the roads were not proper, and there was no internet. Of course, that is very important today. So there was no internet. Like he didn't have his favorite Starbucks. He didn't have like other stuff. So like he couldn't find quite a lot. He felt that the place was like horrible. And then like the next came hell. So he went to hell. So when he went to hell, he saw that like it was very proper, like there were Wi-Fi everywhere, and like whoever enters hell, like they used to get an iPad, not even iPhone, the iPad, So they used to get an iPad free, and they could like connect and search internet, do everything they want. There was Starbucks and at each and every corner. So whatever he wanted, okay, Starbucks or Coffee Day. Maybe in India, Coffee Day is common. So anything that he wanted, like that was there. There was a Saravana Bhavan also, like let's assume. So what happened was he became like so attracted to hell. So he like thought like, what is this happening? This is cannot be real, but it is real. And thinking that it is very real, the next day when he had to choose, he said hell. So he was like he was brought to hell. And when he came into the hell, like then he started shouting, like I have been tricked. This is not the hell I saw yesterday. I have been brought to heaven. But it was a place like where nothing was there. People were suffering, and it is like it is not just nothing was there, but there is also people were put in like people were made to burn in oil. So are all those there? Like, is there any hell or naraka where people are put into boiling oil? All those the shastras, like Puranas, do say. But like, do we really have to fall into a pot of boiling oil to suffer? Aren't we already suffering now? So there is no point of like talking about such a suffering. We are already suffering. You don't have to fall into a pot of boiling oil to suffer. We are already suffering, so that is already there. So anyway, so he started arguing, and then like he asked like, this is not true. Then the answer came, like we have a very good publicist. The publicist is like very good, so the tour or the demo will always be good. It's also you the story, this story or anecdote is also used to show as to how demos are. So demos will be very good. So we can remember times like when we demo something, like when we say, you know, like I sing very well. So when somebody says, oh, you know, I sing very well. Okay, then sing a song. Then like there will be one song sang. Then it will be very good. It will be very proper. Like it will, so it will be very good. So like after a couple of days, like another friend comes with us. And then we saw that the singing person and say, okay, now sing, can you sing a song for him? The same song comes again. And the third time also the same song. And then the fourth time, like, can you sing a different song? Okay, no problem. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Ma, Jai Krishna. So the words get changed, the same song. Why? Because like only that song is good. Like only that song the person knows to sing. If any other song is sung, then it will not be good. So similarly, demos are like that. Demos will always be good. The actual will never be good. So in this case, like we see Maya. Maya is the greatest publicist. So greatest publicist in that, it makes it agadita gatana patiyasi Maya. Like we see that Maya makes it like appear as if impossible things are very possible. And so as we discussed earlier, Maya makes the unreal real, this unreal world appear to be real, and the real Brahman, reality of Brahman to be unreal, to be as if unreal. So that is the power of Maya. So as we saw in the second shloka, Shruti, Shata Nigama Anta Shodhakan Api. So even a learned person, or the last or second last shloka, so even a learned person will fall a prey to Maya very easily. So there is only one way to evade Maya. Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Like whoever has prapatti towards me, prapatti means total surrender. Total surrender means it's not going to Ishvara and falling at his feet. Surrender means just pervading our mind. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So doing all actions as an offering to Ishvara, remembering that everything is Ishvara. Maya veshya manu imam, nitya yukta upasate, shraddhaya pariyopetaha, teme yukta tamamataha. So a person whose mind is totally fixed on Ishvara. Ishvara alone is there. Brahman alone is there. So keeping that in mind at all times, internally, not externally, we don't have to shout and say, okay, you are Brahman, you are Brahman. The moment we try telling, okay, you are Brahman, then like immediately we'll have to point to our parents, then we'll say, oh, you are my parents. That is how it will be. Or like, you are all Brahman, and like, we're, like, my boss is Brahman. My boss is Brahman as long as I get a proper rating. If I don't get a proper rating, my boss becomes un-Brahman. My boss becomes, okay, it is very easy, Maya. Then we'll say, no, you are Maya. That is why you are cheating me. That is why you have tricked me. It's very easy. Vedanta can be twisted very easily. So anyway, the moment we forget Brahman, we enter into Maya. Maya will delude us like anything. The delusion, like we know that Narada's story about Maya. Maya will take us to any level, like we will not even know. So Yoga Vasishtha is a beautiful story to illustrate this point as to like Maya, how far Maya can go if we don't really use our intellect, if we don't use like our intelligence, our knowledge to assert at all times that Brahman alone exists. So once a mother was telling a bedtime story to her child. The child was very young. Very young means there is no proper intellect, so there is something which we have to remember while in this story. So what happened was, like the mother was telling, okay, there were three princes. So of course princess stories are very, very attractive. Maybe because we are not princes or we are not kingly, therefore we think we think that those stories are very attractive. So what happened is there were three princes. So what about those three princes? A couple of them were not even born. So two princes, they were prince. Okay, I think princess. I meant prince. The masculine, not the feminine, because like feminine, like female or women don't like traveling a lot. Men like traveling a lot. So, okay, the plural of prince is also prince. Okay, the way it pronounces is princess. So anyway, Rajakumara, three Rajakumaras were going. Two of them were not at all born. And the third one, was never in the mother's womb. So two were not at all born. The third was never in the mother's womb. The child listened with all attention. It was like, oh, it's like that. Oh, good. Continue. So it is like all of a sudden, like somebody will say, oh, you know that Swamiji, he has a siddhi, he can fly. Immediately we'll say, oh, you, is it so? He may be in between our work. All of a sudden we will turn around and say, and like we will stare at the person, like, and then as it happens in TVs, like the other person will ask, God, what are you staring at? Go on, I want to listen more, ye dil mange more. Anyway, the child was listening with all attention. So these three Rajakumaras, like, they wanted to kill time. Of course, time, like in ancient times, there was a lot of time. Today there is not at all time. We don't have any time. Like, even if somebody says, like, do you have time to chat? Do you have time to learn Vedanta? Oh, no. You know, even to go to the restroom, like, I don't have proper time. I have to manage time properly. I set myself a time to go to the restroom. So, okay. What if, like, nature's call comes, like, urgent? Then it has to wait. So that is how it is today. Anyway, these Rajakumaras had a lot of time, so they were like going around. So like they went out to hunt. So hunting was something which was a kind of a hobby in ancient times. So they went for hunting. Oh, like let me call Pita now. Like hunting is illegal, you know. Okay, don't start all those. This is just a story. Rajakumaras themselves are not born. So you don't need to call any PETA protection for ethical treatment of animals and all, those organizations and all. Anyway, these Rajakumaras went for hunting. And like they did hunting for some time. And they hunted like animals which were not at all there. They hunted in a forest. The forest was not at all created. There were no trees, there was no land at all. And like after some time, they got tired. When they got tired, they went further and they saw three pools. So, tala, what do you call tala in English? A pool. So, they saw three pools. So, two of the pools didn't have water in it. Third one was very dry. So, two didn't have water. Third was very dry. These Rajakumaras entered into the pool. They had a good bath. They refreshed themselves. They drank a lot of water because they were thirsty as well. And then when they came out, they saw three huts. Three huts are we can also consider as three palaces. No, three huts are enough. Three huts were there. So, two of them were not at all there. The third was not at all created. So, they went into the hut and they took some rest. They started sleeping. And listening to this, the child slept. So this is like Maya. What this is what Maya does. This world is the world there. The world itself is not there. So am I there? I as an individual, I'm not at all there. I as Brahman is there. I as an individual is not at all there. But still, everything starts from there. It goes beyond that. We say I didn't get a job. I didn't get a job. Can you prove that I am there? No. I am not at all there, but still I say I didn't get a job. I didn't get proper food. I didn't get proper treatment. So that is how Maya works. So Maya is like that. It is something which goes on and on. It has no reality at all. So then how can we overcome? The story says, if the child had asked in the beginning itself, "Oh mother," two of the Rajakumaras were not at all born, and the third was not in his mother's womb. So how is it possible that they exist? They don't even exist. What are you telling? Are you trying to make a fool of me? The child should have asked the child then, because the child was ignorant due to lack of age. But in our case, we are ignorant about the truth that there is only Brahman. So we are like that child. We are ignorant. And many times, though we know that only Brahman exists, still we fall a prey to Maya, because Maya is very powerful. It is very powerful. Why is Maya powerful? Can Maya be more powerful than us? Because our very nature is Brahman. Can Maya be more powerful than Brahman? Definitely no. Then why is Maya able to gain control over us? Because our conviction that Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, is not strong. As long as the conviction is not strong, conviction about our very nature of Brahman is not strong, we will fall a prey to Maya over and over again. And once we fall a prey to Maya, do we think the story will ever end? The story will never end. Because the Rajakumaras themselves don't exist. The story can end when the Rajakumaras die. The Rajakumaras, they haven't even taken birth. Then how can they die? They won't die. The story will go on. The story, rather than saying the story will go on, the story can go on and will go on based on the child's question. When the child says, ask his mother, "Okay, mother, I don't want a story, this is false." Then the story ends. Until then, the mother can stretch the story as much as she wants. The same story the mother can repeat daily. And depending on when the child sleeps, the mother can repeat the story for a period of time. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour. The story can go on. If the story is Amrasurupa Ananda gives this story in a dais, people will start laughing a lot. And after going home, what was that story that Amrasurupa Ananda said? He said we are all Rajakumaras. That will be how our understanding is. Okay, anyway, that is okay. We are not as bad as many people of the world. So anyway, the story can continue as long as the mother wishes. So mother can be considered there as Maya, And the play of the mother is that story in the child we are. If we gain a little bit intelligence or intellect, then we should ask, like, is Maya really there? As Krishna says, Vimrishyetat Asheshena. We can analyze. If we think like this philosophy, this concept that the world doesn't exist at all, is something wrong, then think and try to come up with counter arguments. Try to argue that the world exists. Try and figure out. If you enter into a maze that like you cannot solve yourself, then like you can call me like anytime. No problem. And like it's my personal conviction, and it is Vedanta's like promise that the world doesn't exist. Any person who uses proper logic will come to the conclusion that the world doesn't exist. Prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayah maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramartatah. So if you think this world exists, yeah, this world is mayikam. So if you think this world exists, then definitely it will vanish. It will vanish. Why? Because it doesn't exist. It is not real. It is just like a swapnam. So it will definitely vanish. Why? Maya matram idam dvaitam. The dvaitam is maya matram. It is just like a magician's creation. It is temporarily there. It's not real. It's like that story. The Rajakumaras themselves are not there. Then why is the story? There is nothing at all. Similar with here as well, the world doesn't exist at all. Whatever exists is Brahman, Advaitam Paramartatah. Ultimately, Advaitam or Brahman alone exists. So this is something like which we should use our intellect and logic as much as possible to assert. The more and more we try to understand, the more and more we try to analyze this, the more and more we will come to the conclusion that Brahman alone exists. Our conviction about Brahman will grow, will become strengthened. Our conviction will get strengthened so much that then, like not even for 1 second, like we will forget Brahman. We will be able to remember Brahman at all times. And when we remember Brahman at all times, we have conquered Maya. Like we have conquered Maya means we never fall a prey to duality. We never consider duality as real. We never fall a prey to duality by getting raga dvesham or kama krodham, which means we will never suffer. And each and every moment we remember that Brahman alone exists, we will be able to rejoice in bliss. Shankara says, nandati, nandati, nandatyeva. A person who remembers that Brahman alone exists here, this world is just maya. It is just an illusion, like name and form. Many analogies given by the Shastras. Name and form analogy. Swapnam, like a dream world. This is like a dream world. Like like acting in a movie. Nadagam, it's just a drama. So all those analogies are there. We can use any of those. The more and more we try to use those analogies, the more and more we remember them, the more and more we will be able to get bliss. That is why sadhakas are attracted towards Vedanta. Sadhakas like who really like want to have anandam, want to experience anandam, they'll be very easily attracted to Vedanta, because the more and more they try to understand this ultimate truth that Brahman alone exists, sarvam brahmamayam, so they are able to gain more and more happiness, more and more bliss. And this bliss, the bliss that they get from keeping this in mind that Brahman alone exists, is not temporary. It's not like as long as there is my money in the bank, or as long as a bank balance is there, I am happy. If bank balance vanishes, then I am sad. So people run behind spiritual masters like Amma when their bank balance goes. When they are not able to get any happiness from world, when there are problems at home, at work, when there are problems like with respect to our mental state, then we will run behind spiritual masters like Amma. Those spiritual masters are very compassionate that they will give us temporary solution. But like once like we grow, we get proper money, once we get proper job, once we get like a proper care at home, then we will forget them. That's what happens. We may go again and again to such spiritual masters, like people will follow Amma like over many, many years. But over the years, desires also have evolved, we can say. Desires have changed. Like initially, the desire was, Amma, you should... Like, I went to an astrologer and I found out that I had a gandam. I had a bad period, so you should protect me. Then after that, like, Amma, you should get me a new car. Amma, you should get me a new house. Amma, like, you should give me a child. There are people, like, who have gone to Amma and asked for a child. And, like, after 20 years, like, Amma, my child should have a child. Where will this end? It will end nowhere. The desires have evolved. But, like, if we don't keep this in mind, that this is just a nadakam, there is only Brahman here, we will have no gati. Even though we may go to Amma or any other spiritual master, we will have no gati. Shankara himself says that even a person who learns the Shastras, who knows the Shastras, who is able to critically analyze the Shastras, even such a person who doesn't like remember that everything is Brahman, gets rid of Dvaita Bhavam, maintains Advaita Bhavam in the mind, only such a person can experience Anandam, else we will experience Dukkam alone. So we should never fall a prey. Like after learning Maya Panchakam, we should try to analyze it over and over again. Whenever we get time, like whether it is while eating or while walking, while driving to work. So if we get any time, like we should try to analyze in the mind. Let's try and learn Maya Panchakam. This world is Maya. I'll not get affected by it. And try that out. And like when the next car like comes in front, when the other person does a mistake, it has happened many times. When the other person does a mistake, like we will remain very calm. The person sitting next to us, like will start shouting, "Oh, what is this? What are you doing?" That is how, like, why don't you honk? There have been cases like when people have told me, "Why don't you honk?" Because the other person is doing a mistake. What mistake? What I mistake? Like what other person mistake? There is no mistake. We are all like it's oneself. We'll be able to remain very blissful. When we commit mistakes, like we'll be able to laugh at it. When the other person does mistake, we will still be able to smile. Imagine that the other person who is doing a mistake, who comes to us. Like imagine a person comes to us and just slaps us. And we are able to remain very blissful, very smiling. Even if the person is Osama bin Laden, such a person will be able to figure out that there is something that this person is very smiling, very blissful, even in such situations. So that is the goal. Of course, it cannot happen in 1 or 2 days. But we should try to implement it starting now, so that at least at the end of this birth, or maybe 1 or 2 births, we will be able to remain very blissful, very happy. As Shankara says, Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. We will be able to remain very blissful at all times. So that is the goal of learning Maya Panchakam. That this world is just an illusion. There is only Brahman existing. And therefore, I will rejoice in bliss because Brahman alone exists. So may Amma bless us so that through this small work of Maya Panchakam, we are able to overcome Maya by focusing, by concentrating on Brahman at all times, and at least by the end of this birth we are able to remain very blissful irrespective of whether we get a new birth or not. So may Amma bless us for the same. We'll see in the next day. Namaskar.